The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, let's turn to that story that frontline Garda numbers have fallen by nearly 600 and 1 in 10 stations are now left unmanned. For more on this, we're joined by Stephen Moore, founder of Out of Blue Training, and also Matt Carty, Sinn Féin spokesperson on justice. Stephen, what do you think is causing this fall in frontline numbers? Because the number of Gardaí have actually increased. Are you there?
I always maintain it's not that the government are not trying to recruit more guards. They are, and they're putting money into it. It's just, I think that the best recruiters of a Garda Síochána Conor are the guards themselves. So if a neighbour knows that their son and daughter are interested in joining the guards, they call into their neighbour, they call into their uncle, their auntie, their brother or sister who are guards, and they'll ask, what's it like being a Garda? And at the moment, there's not many people advising them to join. And there's a number of reasons for that. One of the big reasons is, you know, current guards, you know, when they do 30 years service, their pension's worth €13,000.
How is their pension worth €13,000?
Well, that's what it's worth. Like, I was a guard for 20 years.
It's a defined benefit scheme. How would you, like, there's no Garda earning 26,000. You get half your salary and a large lump sum. I think the lump sum is about 100 grand on average. So how is the pension €13,000 a year?
Well, into their hand, when they retire after 30 years service, you know, after the age of 55 and before, you know, they get the old age pension is 13,000. So again, it's like, for me,
average Garda salary at the moment is €64,000, and it's a defined benefit scheme. So that would suggest to me that the average pension is 32,000 a year.
Well, it's not since post 2013. So it was for me back in those days. So there's a big call on for fair pensions for all at the moment.
Well, now,
because of that number.
Yeah, what's changed since 2013 is it used to be the salary you finished on. Now it's an average of your salary across your time in the Garda Síochána. It is still a defined benefit scheme, which, let's face it, nobody in the private sector gets anymore. And it's a much bigger pension than people in the private sector get. And I would put it to you that it is a lot higher than 13,000 a year.
Well, again, I'm not here to debate pensions in relation to the private sector and the public. You've asked me for issues. I'm explaining the issues that are being faced.
Okay.
So if somebody joins the job and they're working alongside somebody else who, say figures 36,000, and then they're looking forward to a pension of 13,000, you know, there's a big difference there.
Yeah, I struggle to see how the pension could be 13,000. But let's move on. What are the other issues apart from a pension?
Like there's other issues in relation to just kind of simple things like sexability. So, you know, throughout people's lives, there's issues pop up in relation to sick children, sick parents. So you might have somebody, you know, traveling an hour and a half to work, doing a 12-hour shift, traveling back an hour and a half to work. And they probably been trying to get a transfer for a number of years, and it just hasn't happened. So it comes to kind of like a breaking point for them, where they will consider walking away from an Garda Síochána. And if there was a little bit more empathy, a little bit more flexibility based around that, you know, they would be convinced to stay. In Australia, they have something called a retention officer. And if somebody's thinking about leaving, the retention officer will actually call them, will talk to them, will see if there's a common ground that they can reach to actually keep that person, you know, in the job, and not kind of make it easy for them to kind of walk away into a second career.
Okay. You think that's something the Garda Commissioner should be looking at here?
Like 100%. You know, I, like, in our company, Out of the Blue, like, we've dealt with probably 400 guards in the last couple of years who are thinking about leaving the job. I probably convinced more people to stay in the job than actually leave. And it's just about sitting down, talking to them in relation to their options that they may have, mentoring them, you know, for want of a better term, in relation to their future prospects within the job.
Okay.
Like I see service as, you know, it's very noble. It's and it can be a great career. But I just see that there's sometimes just those silly issues pop up and they should be dealt with through empathy, through flexibility, and through appreciating, you know, the staff, the sacrifices that members of McGarty go through, you know, through through their working lives.
All right. Okay, Stephen, thanks indeed for talking to us. I should say the inaugural Ireland Blue Light Awards 2026 have been launched to honour frontline emergency services. When will they take place, Stephen?
Yeah, it's the first time ever, actually, for Ireland that we're recognising and celebrating Ireland's emergency services. They're taking place in Dublin on the 15th of August, and nominations are open now around the country where members of the public can vote for men and women of our emergency services. And I think it's over 20 categories.
It's a great idea. Very briefly, where can people get in touch? Is there a website they can go to look it up?
There is indeed. If they just go on to bluelightawards.com, and all the information will be there.
Brilliant. Okay, it's a really nice idea. Stephen, thanks indeed for talking to us. Let's go to Matt Carty, Sinn Féin spokesperson on justice. Matt, what's the issue here? Because the Garda numbers have increased. Why aren't frontline numbers increasing?
So first of all, Garda numbers haven't increased anywhere near the rate that we would need to for the population increase.
No, I accept that. But we have an increase.
It's a very small number. So if you take last year, for example, across the full year of 2025, despite all of the very high profile recruitment campaigns and very many press statements that Jim O'Callaghan released, only 619 Gardaí attested. That's against the backdrop where government have set target that is probably too low in and itself of 5,000 assistations across the term of the government. So there's a number. The issue is multifaceted. We don't have enough Gardaí. Full stop. Mm-hmm. But as we progress in terms of the policing model that we're using, we need specific Gardaí dedicated to specific issues, and you'll have seen specialisation, as it's called, across a number of areas. And much of that is incredibly important. So roads policing, which is actually very much under capacity in my view. We have specialism in terms of cybercrime and fraud and other areas. And what all of that means, against the backdrop that we don't have enough Gardaí in terms of the overall sense, is that we certainly don't have enough Gardaí in our communities. So in terms of community Gardaí in particular, there is actually a dearth and a substantive reduction in terms of the number.
That makes sense. What would Sinn Féin do to increase the number of Gardaí? Because you can't strong arm people to join the force. How do you go about doing it?
Well, the good news is we don't need to strong arm people, because even though we only had 619 Gardaí attesting last year, we had over 11,000 people expressing an interest in joining the Gardaí. So it's not that there isn't the interest. There's a number of problems. First of all, Templemore isn't utilised in terms of the numbers going through, and I think the capacity in terms of training and the number of intakes per year needs to increase. And what we set out in the proposals that I launched last year was that we would have a capacity per intake increase to 250, and that we would increase the number of intakes to 5 per year. There's a particular issue in terms of Garda vetting, ironically, that is actually one of the main blockages to converting those expression of interest into actually Templemore, and more importantly, out the other side as attested Gardaí. And I've been dealing with quite a number of individuals who have applied to join the Gardaí over a year ago, who have passed every test that has been put in front of them, but still haven't actually got the result of their Garda vetting process. Okay. Now, that will come as no surprise to anyone that's involved in a voluntary organisation Garda clearance. But there's a number of other practical things that government should be doing. We need to increase the Garda training allowance, because while we've increased the age profile by which people can join, we haven't reflected that in terms of the payment that people receive while they're training, especially if we're seeking people to move careers. We've also, and I've been challenging the minister and I've spoken to the Garda Commissioner on this, there are a number of people who were members of the Gardaí and who left for a variety of different reasons. And within that cohort, there are many Gardaí who would like to return. And actually, rather than being supported in returning, they find obstacles put in their way. So we need to actually incentivize those people who might have left for personal reasons, but who are fully trained and who, with a little bit extra training, would be able to come back into the police service. And the other thing that I do think we need to look at is valuing those people who have a long service within the Gardaí. And what we have proposed is the introduction of an annual long service payment for Gardaí who have served over 30 years or more, rather than at the moment the incentive is for those Gardaí to actually retire early. And with that, we lose all of the experience that comes within that. So as well as actually increasing the mandatory Garda retirement age to 65, if we introduce a long service payment for those Gardaí, then I think we wouldn't have the issues in terms of the fall off that we see.
All right. Matt Carty, Sinn Féin spokesperson on justice, thank you indeed for talking to The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.